Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to game.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are the greatest associates of modern day entertainment. I'm joined here, obviously, by Big Nelly.
What up, Indianapolis?
There we go.
Technical difficulties,
as usual.
Radio difficulties.
And I would say Big Rob is here, but unfortunately, he is not. However, for the sake of the show, the show must go on. So basically, I will be taking over for Radio Rumble. Anyways, introducing our contestants today, we have double round winner, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my friend, Caden. Everybody give a round of applause to Caden. Caden, you're up. Say something.
Howdy.
There you go.
Oh, my bad. Your microphone was down, too. All right. So turn up the wrong thing, pretty much. All right. Now, of course, we have returning player, actually. We haven't had a returning player in a while. Well, we haven't had a returning player, period.
No.
You haven't had a returning player that lost.
Yeah, we have a returning player.
Who lost.
And you guys may know him from Sports Spotlight and All Gas, No Breaks. Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Pollier. Everybody give a round of applause for Owen Pollier.
Yeah, Owen.
Good to be here.
So, Owen, are you ready for today's episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready for the trivia and everything like that, and I'm ready for how much is it really worth. I'm ready for Radio Rumble, I guess, if that's what you're going to call it. I don't even know.
Radio Rumble. Yeah, that's what Nelly calls it, so I got to respect that.
And then we're going to have our music show later.
Yes, sir. Everyone should tune into, Holly Jolly Friday, but on a Wednesday, we call it Winter Wonderland Wednesday today.
WWW.
Yeah. So everyone tune into that from 8:30 to 9:15. It should be a blast playing all your lists, all your Christmas favorites for you listeners out there at 8:30. So yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do this.
All right. Caden, are you ready for trivia, buddy?
Yeah.
What year was the first Christmas tree decorated? Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a Christmas-themed trivia, so everyone remember that. So here we go. A, 1485, B, 1499, C, 1500, or D, 1510?
I'm going to go with 1510.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Final answer.
That is correct! Question two. What year did Jackson 5 release I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus? A, 1968, B, 1970, C, 1972, or D, 1974?
Sorry, could you repeat the options real quick?
A, 1968, B, 1970, C, 1972, or D, 1974?
I think I'm going to go with 1970.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct! 2 for 2 for Caden, ladies and gentlemen. Out of the gate early with getting two questions correct so far in trivia. Question three. In what state was the biggest snowman created? A, Colorado, B, Minnesota, C, New Mexico, or D, Maine?
I'm going to go with Maine.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct! Question four. What year was the movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation made? A, 1989, B, 1991, C, 1987, or D, 1993?
Classic film, 1989.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes, watch this movie almost every year.
That is correct!
My favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's behind the Polar Express, of course, but National Lampoon is my second favorite Christmas movie. What a classic. Chevy Chase, fantastic movie. Question five, where is the biggest Christmas tree located? A, Iceland, B, Germany, C, Italy, or D, Switzerland?
I'm going to just take a guess here, Switzerland.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. The answer was C, Italy.
Ah.
Four for five right now. Doing a great job, Caden. Question six. True or false? The song Last Christmas reached the top charts in the UK in 1986.
I'm going to go with true.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Was it in 85?
No, it was 86. No, it was not even on the charts until like a couple years ago.
Oh,
which
wow.
Which is crazy. I think it was like the 2020s, like 20, somewhere around there. I think it was 2021, actually, which is insane.
That's crazy.
Oh, and are you ready for trivia, buddy?
I'm excited. I'm ready for it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Caden went 4 for 6.
Oh, I thought we were doing 10 questions.
Oh, we do 6 questions
now.
Oh,
6 questions
now?
Yeah,
save time.
All right, that's fair.
Okay, you have to either go 4 for 6 or you have to do better.
Caden put up good numbers. Caden put up good numbers. I'm not going to lie. I gotta be able to fight back, you know what I mean?
All right, here we go. You ready? Question 1. What year was the song Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley released? A, 1955, B, 1957, or C, 1960, or D, 1962?
I'm going to say 1962.
Are you sure that is your final? You're positive?
I'm positive.
That is incorrect.
Oh, I thought that was...
Answer was 1957.
That early in his career?
Yeah, he released a lot of stuff really early. Like, I think that... Jailhouse Rock was released around this time.
I knew Jailhouse Rock. That was
Blue
early.
Blue Suede Shoes was early. This was like during the time where he was. I mean, it was probably like where he was probably like his vocals were at the high. Like
yeah.
He could go really. Like, his vocals could make high notes, stuff like that. So, all right. Question 2: where was hot chocolate created? A. Italy. B. Ecuador. C. Mexico. Or D. France.
Well, I know it's not A or D. Because chocolate comes from the Central Americas. And I remember in Polar Express, the nerd kid was talking about how that one guy of... Can you read me B and C again?
Ecuador or C, Mexico? So
Ecuador. I'm going to say C, Mexico.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Oh, and Polly, that is correct.
I thought it was like Aztec. I'm pretty sure it was like the Aztec Empire.
Okay, this might be a hard one. Just try your best. Question 3: what type of steam locomotive is the Polar Express based off of?
It's a 1932 or 19.
Yeah, I'm gonna read you. Read you. You know.
All right.
Different types of steam locomotives.
Okay.
A. Berkshire. B. Challenger. C. Mikado. Or D. Hudson.
Hudson.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
That sounds the most, like, reasonable.
That is incorrect.
Oh. All right.
The Hudsons were made for the New York Central Railroad. It was a 284 Berkshire-type steam locomotive used up in the mountains in, like, Ohio. Well, not Ohio, but, like, it was a mountain-type steam locomotive to carry heavy loads, stuff like that.
I gotta watch the Polar Express again and watch that nerd kid
talk
about... Yeah,
so he's like a 284 Baldwin-type steam locomotive.
You know what time train
it says? You know what time train
Yeah, I remember that.
All right. Question 4. True or false? Has Elton John released a Christmas album with him just singing Christmas songs and with no other artists. So it's just him singing. It's just him singing an album all Christmas. It's like that has no feature artists or anything like that.
I feel like I would know if he made a Christmas album by himself. I feel like I know he made Step Into Christmas and everything like that, but like that's the only song I can think of. So I'm going to say false.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah, if I get this wrong, I can't win trivia.
That is correct, Uncle. You missed two questions.
Yeah, we both tied.
Okay, here we go.
All right, four?
I have two more.
So yeah. I got a tiebreaker?
No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Question five. When was the movie Elf released?
2003.
That is correct.
Sorry, I just know that one, and I didn't want to forget it, because okay. I remember seeing that.
That's fantastic.
It's a great movie.
Will Ferrell does a fantastic... You know they're going to release... They were trying to release the second one, then Will Ferrell said no, because the script... He didn't like the script or the story.
It's such a good movie. I don't think you can top that with a sequel.
Question six. How many times has the NBA team, the New York Knicks, played on Christmas?
They play a lot on Christmas.
A-50, B-50, B-50... Okay, A-50, B-55, C-58, or D-63?
I think it's got to be, what's B again?
55.
And what's C?
58.
I didn't think they played that much on Christmas, but they played a lot on Christmas.
Yeah, they played a lot on Christmas.
I guess they play almost every year.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 58.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
That's the next trophy. Owen Pulley, that is correct. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going into a tiebreaker trivia.
This is like 3 weeks in a row that we've had a tiebreaker.
Here we go. You guys, okay, we got some questions here. When was a Charlie Brown Christmas released? A, 1958, B, 1960, C, 1965, or D, 1969? Y'all both can take your guesses now.
What did Caden say?
Caden hasn't said anything yet.
I'm going to say C.
So, Caden, what was your answer?
C.
C? Okay. You said C, too?
I think we both said C.
1965? You guys are both correct.
1965.
Okay, here we go. What song is the best-selling Christmas holiday single? White Christmas by Bing Crosby? Jingle Bells by Frank Sinatra, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee.
I'm going to go with A.
It's either White Christmas or All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's one of those two. Let's go with A.
Are you guys sure that's your final answers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go with A.
That is correct! Where was the movie A Christmas Story filmed?
Oh, filmed. Okay.
I know it says it's supposed to be based in Indiana, but where was it actually filmed? A, Cincinnati, Ohio, Toronto, Ontario. B, Cleveland, Ohio, Toronto, Ontario. Indianapolis, Indiana, New York City. D, Crown Point, Indiana, and Brooklyn, New York.
I'm going to go with B. Is B Cleveland and Toronto?
Yes.
I'm going to go with B.
Caden?
I'm also going to go with... I'm going to go with C.
Are you sure that is your guys' final answer?
So Caden's going with Indianapolis and New York City?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with B.
Owen Pulley, you are the winner of trivia! Your answer,
good game.
Answer was Cleveland... Wow, that's really loud. Wow. So, wow.
Good game.
The answer was Cleveland, Ohio, and Toronto, Ontario. Great job, Caden. How does it feel to finally lose trivia?
Like I lost trivia.
Thank you, Caden.
Thank you, Caden, for also joining us today. Great job, Owen. Owen, how do you feel right now?
I feel good. Take down the two-time champ.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our winner, Owen Pulley. Moving on to how much is it really worth with Big Slammer? If you guys do not listen to this instructional tape, you will fail miserably, so please listen and open your ears if you want to succeed in this game. Hit it, Slammer!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Games, How Much Is It Really Worth section, hosted by me, Big Slammer. This section is a little more difficult to understand, unlike the other two, so this tape is made solely for the purpose of getting you up to speed. And all it takes are these three steps. Step 1. I show you an image of something that looks cheap, and maybe expensive, or vice versa. Looks expensive, is cheap. Step 2. Guess. Guess. You, as the contestant, are to give me an answer, and are only given 2 tries. Unless you're superhuman, you won't be able to get the exact price of this article, and trust me, I 100% made sure of that. Hints will be given whether you're close to the actual price, such as when I tell you to name a price lower or a price higher, all depending on your current position. Sometimes, this liberty won't be given, and the price becomes a mystery guess. Step 3. Whichever of the 2 contestants is closest to the actual prize wins 1 out of 5 different questions total. If a tie ends up happening, a tiebreaker question or 2 will be provided. If the tie keeps on going, then the show must go on. Therefore, we move on to the next segment. Thank you for listening to this instructional tape. You may continue.
All right, we are back. Now, Caden, I have sent you the images you have to look at. Personally, we in secret place we cannot mention. Anyways, you're still here, Caden, right? Hello? Did I turn on the right thing? Yep. I did not turn on the right thing, actually. All right, there we go. This is the second time I've done this.
You're off the board.
You're off the board.
You're fired off the show.
Sorry, guys. I'm blind. Anyways, we start off with our first article. Number 1, extreme twisted inflatable interactive game with blower. Take a look, Owen. It's exactly what it is. It's inflatable twister.
That looks sick. Oh, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
It does.
So I have to guess the price.
Guess.
Let me see that one more time. I've never done this segment, I don't think. I think this was not a thing on episode 1.
This was a thing on episode 1.
Maybe I just don't remember.
Just not as advanced as I made it out.
I'm going to go with $50.
$50 for NFL. All right, $50. Could you name me something higher if you could?
What?
Name me something higher.
Like that is more expensive?
Yeah. You have to have 2 answers.
Oh. I don't remember how to play game. And I listened to the thing. I just was very confused. Name you like a price point?
You have to name him something higher because name him something higher because the product's more expensive. You got to name something higher because, yeah. So name him something over $50.
Okay.
It could be 55. It could be like 100.
I see. A pair of shoes.
What?
I thought you said name an item that's higher than $50. Name a price
name
point.
A price that's yeah. Oh. Name a price that's higher than $50 because that item is more expensive. Than $50.
Let's go $100.
$100. Right. So that
$100.
That marks your final answer. Caden, what would your first guess be here?
500.
Good. That is good. Could you name me something higher if you could?
750.
All right. So Owen said $100 and Kanan has said 750. Now, Kanan is actually closest to the correct answer. The actual price is $1,099.
Why is it $1,000?
That's what I asked myself too. I guess it's because it's an inflatable. Because inflatables are expensive.
Yeah.
Last time I checked,
$1,000.
$1,000 for inflatable. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. All right, moving on to our second article is Ego Life. E-G-O-E-L-I-F-E, Eagle Life, whatever. Mystical calculator, 12 digits LCD display with alarm clock and voice reading. I've never heard of a...
Calculators are expensive.
I've never heard of a calculator with an alarm clock.
With an alarm clock.
I have never heard of a calculator.
Maybe I'd pass math. Maybe I'd get better than a C in pre-cal with that.
Maybe.
All right, expensive. So here's what it looks like.
That's a tax doing one. That's the one that the ladies, yeah, like in the movies, or the guys in the movies that they're like doing the taxes on.
Yes, it's a desk one. It's a desk ones.
Those are expensive.
All right.
With an alarm clock, that might sell me for like $400.
$400. All right. Could you name me something lower?
Lower
than 400.
$250.
All right. Final answer, $250. Caden, what would you guess be here?
$20.
All right, we're good. We are starting very low, actually. Could you name me something lower if you could?
Lower?
$15.
$15.
There was a calculator at the store that was like smaller than that. That was
$50. $50.
Jeez, man, that's got an alarm clock on it.
All right.
How much is it really worth?
Now, by $2.99 off, Caden actually is closest to the exact price. The actual price being $17.99.
What?
But the inflatable twister was $1,000.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to America.
All right.
Moving on. Going into a little bit into retro technology, actually. Pioneer LaserDisc Player CLD-A100 Laser Active Control Pack PACN1 NEC PC engine. I am forced against my own will to mention the names of
what even is that?
Articles completely.
Let me see this. What is that? I'm trying to think of what that even is. Like, that looks expensive. I'm not going to lie.
Pioneer Laser Active Laser Disc Player.
I'm going to say $1,700.
$1,700. All right. Now, what would your... could you name me something higher?
I feel like I'm like right there. You know what I mean? I'm going to go with $1,850.
All right, that is actually really good. Caden, first guess. Really good.
I'm going to go just slightly higher.
$1,950.
Wow. All right. What would your answer? Second answer be? Can you give me something lower?
Ooh. All right then. $1,900. On the dot.
$1,900 on the dot. Now, Owen mentioned?
$1,850.
All right. $1,850. And Caden has mentioned?
$1,900.
$1,850. All right. So, for the first time ever, we have a tie. Because both of you guys are actually close.
What is it?
All right. The extra price was $1,899.99.
So, like, you guys, because...
You guys are both really,
really close.
Close,
so you call it a tie.
Caden gets it. He's right on the nose.
He's right on the nose?
That's $1,900.
Yeah, he had $1,900. So he's, like, right there. If it's $1,899,
so $1,899?
Yeah.
$99? Round that up,
$1,899
and $99. Yep. For the 99 cents, it always gets round up. He's right on the nose. Caden's right on the nose.
He won.
All right.
$1,900. My
bad. That's Caden's point.
Caden, you won.
Good job, Owen.
That's Caden's point.
All right.
I can't wait for the next segment. It's going to be great.
Now, moving on. Fanatics authentic antique mahogany helmet display case with mirror back. Ready?
Yeah.
You can just look from here.
We got to be able to see it.
Bro, it has no helmet in it.
It's got no helmet.
He's like, what do you expect?
I feel like that's
probably
like
a glass helmet.
I'm gonna say $75.
$75. All right.
That should be like over
$100. That's good. Could you name me something higher?
Higher? Let's go $90.
$90. $90. All right. That is good. That's actually really good. Caden, what'd your first guess be?
95.
All right, 95. All right, that is good. That is great. Could you name me something lower?
93.
Now, Owen is actually on the dot with the correct
what
price
is it?
Being $89.99.
Wow. That's two in a row that we hit right on the nose.
Let's go, Owen.
You guys are really good at this.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, ending off, how much is it really worth with 12-inch Energizer Bunny?
Oh, so
not
I can't win.
Operated.
I can't win.
No, but
we're having fun with it.
It's on the commercial.
It's literally just the Energizer Bunny. Is it like a plush doll or is it electric? Because does it like do the moving?
Not battery operated.
It's a battery. It's a battery plush, not battery operated.
This is I don't know.
$50. $40. No. My first guess. $40.
$40. Right. Could you maybe some? Could you name me something higher?
$50.
What was your first guess?
40.
$50. All right, that is good. Caden, what's your first guess here?
He did the Energizer
Bunny.
I'm going
to guess 45.
45. All right, good. Pretty good. Could you name me something higher if you could?
55.
All right, so Owen mentioned 50. Owen mentioned $50, and Caden took us all the way up to $55. Now, I must say, by about $4.95 off, Caden is actually closest to the exact price. All right, and that ends off how much is it really worth. Now, I am going to be taking over for Rob for his wonderful show. I mean, his wonderful segment, Radio Rumble.
Yeah.
Now, are you guys ready for Radio Rumble?
I'm so ready.
All right. Now, first question. Name foods that go with peanut butter.
Jelly.
I got one. Yeah, crackers.
All right, crackers. Now, all right, so the answers were highest answer is jelly. Chocolate is second. Bananas is third. Oreos is fourth. Oats is fifth. And celery is three. So, Owen,
I got the point because I said jelly.
You got the point because, I mean, it's jelly. It's expected.
Right.
All right, moving on. Name a water sport.
Swimming? I don't know. Swimming? That's the only one I can think of.
All right, bottled. Swimming. What you say, Ken?
Bottled?
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of bottled. All right.
No, a water sport. Not...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Caden said bottled like bottled water.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I misunderstood.
All right. What's your answer here, Caden?
Polo.
All right, polo. Now, swimming is highest answer. Surfing comes second. Boating comes third. Jet skiing comes fourth. Diving is fifth. And water polo, which that's what I'm going to take.
That is what Caden said, water polo.
All right. That is the lowest out of them all.
Ah.
So Owen also gets this one.
So the winner of this wins.
Wins game.
Wins game.
Yeah, wins game.
Pretty much.
Wait, so this is, are we doing, how many questions are there?
So just so you can keep this in mind in case you win this round or not, and also for Caden over here, I know you're hearing.
Yeah.
Trivia has six answers total, six questions total. How much is it really worth? Has five, and Radio Rumble has six. So 6-5-6.
Okay, so I gotta win the next two to win.
Yes.
All right.
Wait, we're already at two? I thought it was.
Yeah, he has to win the net. He has to win.
Yeah, because you said peanut butter. No, I gotta win the next two because there's six questions.
Four.
So if I win four,
it's actually we gotta win four.
So I gotta win the next two.
Yeah. All right.
Or
anyways,
two of the next four.
Right. Anyways. Name qualities of bad neighbors.
Bad neighbors.
Got it. Homeowners Association.
Homeowners Association.
I'm going to say if they're loud. Loud neighbors.
All right. Loud is actually the highest of them all. Nosy comes second.
Nosy's bad. You don't want nosy neighbors.
Messy is third. Not to be confused with the wonderful Messi from, you know where.
Argentina.
World Cup.
And mean is actually the lowest. Caden, your answer, unfortunately, is not on our list. Sorry, pal.
Darn.
All right. Moving on. Name a country where French is spoken.
France.
Canada.
That's a good answer. All right. France is highest. Canada is second. Belgium is third. I didn't know they spoke French in Belgium. Switzerland is fourth. And DR Congo.
Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yeah.
Is all the way at the bottom. So Caden, of course, gets this one. All right. Moving on. Name professions that deserve a raise.
Teachers.
Good. That's a good answer. I'm going to say fast food workers.
Fast food workers. All right. Teachers is all the way at the top.
Great job, Owen.
Nurses is second. Farmers is third. And paramedics/EMTs is fourth. Now, Caden, you mentioned
fast food workers.
You mentioned fast food workers, which unfortunately is not on our list. Owen, you have gotten this one correct.
Does that mean I win game?
Not yet. We got one more.
One more. All right.
One more question, buddy.
All right. Name something folks might lie about on a dating profile.
Their height.
Ooh, that's good. That's a good one, man. Yeah, I like that.
That's a good one.
That is a really good one.
I'm going to say weight.
Ooh, that right. really
weight.
Good
one's a good one, too.
That's a good one, too.
Or could we go with relationship status?
That could be one. You want to go with that instead?
I'm going to stick with height, but like relationship status could be up there. Yeah, I bet that's like number two or three. Yeah.
All right. Unfortunately, I cannot give you two answers.
No, I know. I'm going to stick with height. I was just shooting that one out there.
All
right, so we got weight and we got height. All right, so age is all the way at the top. Height is in second. Weight is in third. Marital/relationship status is all the way in fourth. And income and job is all the way at the bottom.
That's fair.
So Owen, you have gotten this one correctly.
Good game.
Good game, Caden. Good game.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Owen Pulley is the winner of game. Caden, it's been a ride, pal. I'm glad that you've been on the show. Big Slam putting you on the show. It's been a blast, buddy. I'm glad having you on, man.
I gotta say the same, dude. I'm really glad you actually signed up for this. It's great while
it's been lasted. It's been a pleasure.
It's been an absolute pleasure. I absolutely enjoy working with y'all. Thank you, Big Slammer.
No problem.
That made me laugh.
All right. So, obviously, we got to interview our contestants.
Yeah, I got this. Owen Pulley, how do you feel right now after winning today's episode of Game?
You know, I feel good. I felt good in trivia. Little hiccups there when it came to how much is it really worth. But when that last one came down, we were guessing the answers. I was just on fire. I was just thinking about stuff off the top of my head, and I was getting them right.
So, Owen, are you ready for, you know, after, you know, break, are you ready for next game episode and who you'll be facing?
And also
you
the are next season.
Next season of game, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a turn, you know, because we're going to have different guests and it's going to be a while before next episode. So you got to keep that mind sharp over break. You got to stay good, you know what I mean?
Stay locked in.
Getting the answers right.
In. Yeah. Big Slammer, you have anything else to say, buddy?
You forgot to interview Caden.
Oh, I got to interview Caden. Okay, yeah, I forgot. So, Caden, no, you didn't win. You didn't win today's episode of game. How do you feel right now?
Good job, Owen.
Good job, Owen.
Thanks.
So, Caden, what was the most fun part about being on game?
Honestly, just the interaction, just like the banter.
That's awesome. So how did it feel, you know, go on this, like, the streak of just winning? How many episodes did Caden win, like two or three?
Caden has won two, actually.
Two episodes? So how did that feel going on that streak of winning two episodes in a row?
Mm-hmm. Feels pretty good.
Feels pretty good. Well, ladies, Big Slammer, got anything else to say, buddy?
All right. I'm going to wrap us off with saying that thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody, for being here. What?
Can I say something after you're done? Let me just finish what you're gonna
say. Oh, of course. I want to thank our wonderful audience for being here for what is it? It's been 5-6 episodes, right?
Yeah.
It's six episodes of game, and of course we will see you guys in the next season of game, which is gonna be 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, we're going full time in game. Blast from the past. Big Rob, Big Slammer, I'm rather focused on game because it just why would you guys rather focus on game more than Blast from the Past? Why did you guys decide that? I love Blast from the Past, but just, like, you know, give the listeners why.
Got to be honest, I've completely forgotten about Blast from the Past ever since we started game.
Yeah, they've been really focused on this, and with all gas and no break, it's just, you know, it's just been a lot. It's not, you know.
To this day, we are unsure of, like, how Blast from the Past.
Yeah, they're unsure about that. But game will be full time now, so we'll have episodes every Wednesday from 7:45 to 8:30. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not tuned in to my radio shows, All Gas No Breaks, it is Thriller Friday, and Game, and The Playbook, and Pass the Rock, I would like you guys to tune into that because we have some amazing shows. The Playbook tomorrow from 9:15 to 10 a.m. All Gas No Breaks. Not today, ladies and gentlemen, due to, you know, inclement weather coming in the area. We'd rather do Holly Jolly Friday, but on a Wednesday. Just, you know, let you listeners have, you know, listen to some holiday favorites because this might be the last episode of Holly Jolly Friday. Pass the Rock from 9:15 to 10 a.m. on Tuesdays, and then All Gas No Breaks from 8:30 to 9:15 with Owen Poley, Trey Hanna, Garrett Burkle, and the one and only Maxwell Gilly as well. And then obviously Game with Big Slammer and Big Rob every Wednesday from 7:45 to 8:30. Owen Poley, you want to, you know, shout out your show, stuff like that, buddy?
Yeah, so Monday morning I'm on the Bench Buzz with Coach Benj. We upload that. It's a podcast. We upload that on Spotify. It's an interview with the head coach of the Lady Giants basketball team, Coach Stan Benj. Tuesday and Thursday mornings from 7:45 to 8:30 a.m. I'm the host of the Sports Spotlight. We cover your sports news. All Gas No Breaks on Wednesdays, obviously there. Occasionally Game, I'll be on there next episode of Game. And Friday mornings, I'm on, 9:15 to 10 a.m., or 8:30 to 10 a.m., I should say, is Thriller Friday. And then I call games for basketball occasionally.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be wrapping it up for today's episode of Game. Remember to tune in to WBDG 90.9, your station for variety, for all your variety and songs and radio shows. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to tune in to Holly Jolly Friday. It's coming up next from 8. It's going to be, coming up next, and it'll be till 9:15. So tune into that to listen to your holiday favorites, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, stuff like that, Jackson 5, Burl Ives, and Frank Sinatra, and great Mariah Carey, great other artists as well. So don't forget to tune into that. with Big Slammer, Owen Pulley. DJ Trey is not here today, or Big Rob. So it's going to be Big Slammer, me, and Owen Pulley for today's episode of Holly Jolly Friday. This is Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
And we were the greatest associates of modern-day entertainment. Good night, Indianapolis.